Now, there's an event taking place in Liverpool City Centre tomorrow. It's marking a number of days of... it's an issue which is something you may know something about, you may have never heard anything about, but it's certainly an issue which appears to, unfortunately, be still very prevalent in society. And it is based around the idea of honour-based abuse. Now, this is a scenario which can take place within family environments, within community environments as well, and highlighted by the death of Warrington teenager Shafilia Ahmed. Yesterday would have been her 33rd birthday. Events taking place across Liverpool tomorrow and Wednesday, and helping sort of raise the issue. We've got Afra Kasim with us in the studio. Afra, great to see you. Severa UK is the organisation that you're working with on this one and you're part of. Just tell us about the work you do with the organisation.
Yeah, Severa UK. Severa actually means new beginning, new horizon, and we felt that it really suits our the work that Severa does. Severa was established in 2010 as a result of my work, because I work within the NHS, within mental health, and I was trying to find the impact between domestic abuse and mental health. So I did a number of consultation, community engagement with both the community as well as professional. But also there was a situation around a group of young women who was desperate to talk to somebody about their concern, because they've been kind of told by their families that, you know, if you don't do well at school or at the age of 16, this is what's going to happen to you. And they didn't want to be married at that kind of age, even though they have accepted that kind of tradition within their own families, but they didn't want to marry at a very young age, and they had ambitions. So I was trying to, they wanted to talk to somebody, and we're trying to find them some place where they can talk to around understanding of those issues and cultural issue, but there was literally nothing within our city. And that's when I kind of started to question. At the beginning of my kind of finding out, professional services didn't think that this issue exists here in Liverpool, but I felt that it was very relevant, particularly I come from those communities where I seen it in my own eyes and how it is, and that's how the organisation started.
Now, can I ask you about the phrase honour? Because these are called honour-based killings, honour-based violence as well. It strikes me there's no honour involved in these at all. These are, in the case of Shafilia Ahmed, two parents killing their own child because they wanted to dress a certain way, were interested in boys and hanging around with their friends. Now, why is it called an honour killing, where quite clearly this is nothing short of cowardice and abuse?
I think that's how from a cultural kind of point of view, they kind of see it. But to me, honour, there is no honour in honour killing. Within those extremist families who that is the end result that they would do, where they more kind of worry about or concern about what the community or the extended family would say rather than actually what the love for their child. They think that by doing it, these kind of practices is they kind of protect their child, but to me that killing a child is not protecting nobody. It's a crime, and we need to stand for it. Culture and tradition is a beautiful thing, and we need to celebrate, and we need to shout about, and we need to talk about it, but at the same time we need to stand out around those issues, around kind of that impact somebody for the rest of their life, forcing somebody to a marriage, forcing their child to go through under female genital mutilation, those kind of things. There's no such honour in these kind. These are harmful practices.
And the case of Shafilia Ahmed, who was murdered, I think even in front of her own
siblings,
who witnessed it and were basically told, "Look, the same thing will happen to you." So there's a thousand and one different issues you could go into there, and people might see that at the more extreme end, but nevertheless that was flagged up as one of these honour events, so-called honour events. What are the other aspects of it? What are the other kinds of honour abuse that are taking place within our communities?
There's so many kinds of honour, you know. And I think Shafili Ahmed is one of the extreme cases that parents can go on, and as you said, to try and give warning to their other children, this is what would happen to you if you do this. And Shafili didn't do nothing wrong. She just wanted to be a teenager like any teenager and wanted to go for a higher education. But there's a lot of honour, you know, the simplest kind of, even just by dressing outside the family norm, some families will consider that they've broken the dishonour, the family, or they're shaming the family. Having, you know, makeup, having a relationship with somebody, and even if sometimes that relationship with that individual within the same community, but maybe it's not the same kind of class or the same kind of tribe, if the family is not approved, then that individual is shaming. But also particularly to young men or men and both girls who's identify themselves as LGBT, those in some culture consider sin, so those could be a victim of honour-based abuse just because of their identity.
Now, I grew up in a Catholic background, so I'm well aware of some of the stigmas maybe from the generation before about people getting married, having children out of wedlock, even moving in with somebody, and then people refusing to speak to somebody until they were married again. You do hear stories like that. We see now very old-fashioned. That was within the Christian sort of community. Some of the issues that you've discussed on there, are they happening within Muslim communities? Is there a religious element to this? Is it cultural rather than religious, or is there one section of society in particular you're looking to sort of reach out to into the next few days?
Yeah, I think a lot of people stigmatize these kind of issues toward Muslim communities rather than others. But what I could say is there's nothing to do with religion. This is not a religion practice. No religion has stated you have to do that to your child or go under FGM or force your child. This is just a decade of histories and thousands of years of practice that have been followed by generation, and sadly that practice is still happening. It doesn't belong to one community. Anybody can affect it, and we have actually worked with people who are from white background, who's from, you know, and they had been at risk of honour-based abuse. Nobody is saying this is happening only to such community or that community. Could happen to anybody, and all those communities that happen to is live within Merseyside.
There's events taking place. This is tomorrow in Church Street, which will focusing on this particular story. There's going to be a poem read out called "Remembering Shafilia." Various speeches as well. I think I'm right in saying you're at events at the airport as well on Wednesday the 17th. Is there anything specific about the airport? Obviously, it's the point at which people come in and out of the city.
Yeah, the one in the city centre that we're doing, it's led by ourselves and supported by Merseyside Police and the Police Crime Commissioner, and it will be around kind of having speech. This is the first time we are actually walking out into the public and trying to speak about it, because we think it's really, really important to raise the awareness, because everybody should know about this, because you just never know who's your neighbours, who you walk through. So that will be there with different performances, as well as having fun, as well as raising those important. It's our campaign around speaking out. And then the one in the airport is led by Merseyside Police, and we are working, supporting, in partnership, working with them. The reason for having it in the airport, because during the summer holiday is the time where this majority of the family will take their children or their loved one into back home, could be, and because it's a long summer holiday, so it's a time where they can kind of able, nobody can question where the children are or where the family are, especially because it's a school holidays. So we think to raise the awareness within school, within airport, for professional, if they kind of recognise something or there is some kind of hinder, they're able to know what to do.
Can I ask you about that? And so people might be thinking, well, to say that something, you know, that would be socially awkward is a bit of an understatement. But if you're thinking, well, they're the parents of a child and they're decided and they're responsible for that child, at what point in through the campaign and the speak out sort of message that you're trying to get out, at what point should a member of the public speak out when they see something? What are those things that people need to look out for that might show there are signs of an honour abuse situation taking place?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's not that easy to kind of say, you know, to kind of challenge their parents saying you're not doing things. But if there is something that the somebody heard, there is, you know, violence, there is kind of the way they treat the child, the way it's could the child could be controlled, not allowed to go out, not allowed to do things, not allowed to mix with their friends after school. So there is a lot of many reasons, and it's difficult because sometimes you need to kind of know more about those issues. But if you have that little tiny concern, no matter how big, no matter how small it is, just seek advice and say, I've heard this, or I feel that doesn't sit with me right. What do you think? How can we help? Then if they contact us, then we will be able to kind of advise them. They can contact the police. The police is the best way, point of contact to ask those kind of advice. So it's really important that we are able to speak. And I know there is one thing through this work is people fear of discrimination and being kind of, you know, seen as stepping over people's tradition and culture. This is nothing to do with culture. This is nothing to do with tradition. This is a safeguarding, and it's a practices that harm somebody for the rest of their life, and we need to really end up, shouldn't really happen in 2019.
Yeah, the message around this one is you can either contact the Merseyside Police on 101 or Crime Stoppers as well. There's the hashtag Break the Silence as well, and it's important to say that actually the Merseyside Police are right on top of this. So if you do speak to Merseyside Police and say, I think this might be an honour situation, yeah, they know what that is, they've been trained in what that is, and they'll be able to respond. They're not just going to go, well, that's none of your business.
No, we take it really seriously. Any concern around honour-based abuse, forced marriage, female genital mutilation is a very serious and straight away it should be dealt with.
And the website for Cervera, if people want to get involved, I've got the details here, www.cerverauk.co.uk. That's SAVERAUK.co.uk. That's SAVERAUK.co.uk. People will see events in town on Church Street tomorrow between 11 and 5.30, and then over at the airport from, what time are you down there?
From 10 until 5, yeah.
If you're in the airport on Wednesday. Thank you for your time, Afra. Really appreciate you joining us on the programme. Thanks for your time.